Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so obviously it snowed and we all survived. Can we just...
Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
Congrats, everyone. What happens is every once in a while, it rains, but it's super cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down as white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all panic and do stupid things.
The whole week, my social media has just been like, there's a crazy cold front coming across the entire country. And it's so like, yeah, stupid. That's winter.
Yes, that's what we call it.
That's it.
We don't need Al Roker to go like, ah!
Well, I do. I hate the snow. I hate because it
then
means
get out.
It means shoveling. It means it's dangerous. I've wrecked cars. It's all just bad news. And it just piles up. And here in Colorado, you don't do anything to protect yourselves from the snow.
No, like what?
You don't put salt down. You don't put sand down. It's just
we
like,
don't want our cars rusting out, moron. What are you talking about?
Like if you're really dealing with snow, you gotta take some precautions. Well, most of the time, it's just sunny and it melts. Again, yeah. We're very lucky, but most of the time.
Like you're the reason. You're gonna ruin our state. You are people like you.
What?
Take precautions. Just learn to drive in it. Here's what I was thinking we could do with the snow that's out there. Every human alive, if they've seen snow, they have a snow story.
Yeah.
Like you have that, I got stranded off of blah, or I tried to go over Rabbit Ears Pass in the middle of Rabbit Ears is bad.
Yeah.
Wolf Creek, you go over that, they don't find you till spring. Swear to God. They're like, there's a pile of cars at the bottom of Wolf Creek that they... Dude.
They just have to get like a claw machine
But Rabbit Ears is still pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Steamboat, right, Aaron?
Quite often.
Woo! Like it's, there's a couple where you're like light speed in the Millennium Falcon where the snow's just coming at you and you're just like.
And why are you both smiling? What's fun about this?
When you get to your destination, you have such an incredible zest for life.
Yeah.
Because you lived.
Well, that's happened a couple times at the ski house that we've had, right?
Where
people have not made it back down afterwards.
I drove down out of one ski house at 2 in the morning, and I was the only car, not an exaggeration, in either direction on I-70, and there was a section I wasn't sure I was on I-70, because there were no guardrails, there were no nothing, the lights are snowed in, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of going west.
I don't know where I am.
Or east, or whatever direction I was. It was the worst thing I've, Here's what if you've got, the first snow story that pops into my head, who was around for the, what was that?
2003? Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you're from Colorado, you know what, if it was 2000, it was 2002 or 3.
Yeah.
Because I had just gotten my first divorce.
Okay.
Tiak, I know you think as an Iowan, you think, oh, we take precautions. There's nothing to do when it snows. We got to look at the snow total.
I was just going to Google
it. It's either 3 feet or 6 feet. It was.
What?
You don't understand how much snow it was. The world shut down.
It's a nightmare. Well, you could have taken some precautions.
Like
you
what?
Just completely shut down.
Heat
I don't know.
The ground before it got here. We were, but I got snowed in at a girl's house that I wasn't even, we were starting a relationship. It was.
And you were just trapped.
Where are you going to go? There's 3 feet of, you can't even dig your car out.
It was 3 feet of snow.
3 feet of snow in March of 2003?
Yeah. March 17th through 19th.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy that's over 20 years ago. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Everything has to shut down, right?
The world was shut. We eventually went to Dixon's, which I don't even know if that's still there.
I haven't heard of it.
14th and something downtown. It was it's Dixon's Supper Club or something. And we just walked. We were it was the only restaurant. And we were do you have food? And they're yeah, we'll make you breakfast. But nothing's menu. We just have some eggs and some, and they just made us food. Because we had no food. We ate everything in the pantry.
Yeah.
We had salt sandwiches and
I remember being stuck home from school and going outside in my tennis shoes, like an idiot playing with the neighbors.
In 3 feet of snow?
Yeah, and my shoe got stuck and it got buried under the snow. And I just remember crying because my foot was so cold. And the neighbor—
You left your shoe in the hole?
Yeah, we couldn't find it. It like got buried in. And my neighbor Matt had his dog Chloe and she was like trying to dig.
You can't walk a dog in 3 feet of snow.
She was playing with us. I don't know.
So the dog is calling in with their snow story going, rawr, rawr, rawr.
It was terrible. I wanted to go inside.
You don't walk me in 3 feet of snow. Okay.
You just bailed tragic. On the shoe.
All right,
I don't
video.
Remember what we did.
Did you find it in spring?
Probably.
Of course. It's on Wolf Creek Pass. If you have an incredible story of woe or fear, something terrible happened to you in the snow, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. You can call that. You can text it any way you want.
Let me tell you about a real snow story and why I hate
snow. I'm going to cut you off.
Well, okay. No, I do want to kind of give him credit because we are so lucky in Colorado. The snow melts.
Okay.
In Iowa, it freezes, and like the Midwest, it just builds
and piles up. Yeah. My dad has asked me like, what about the piles in the parking lots? Like, where are they? It's like, oh, we don't do that here. It's just gone.
They do pile them up. They just melt.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't melt. It's like,
so in your parking lots, they just stay in Iowa.
Yeah, they just take
what,
up
spring.
Basically, yeah, because it's just so cold just constantly. It's terrible. But one time I was driving back to my hometown, so it was a 2-hour drive. Okay. I was like, I got all the way. It was snowing, blizzard the whole way. I was 10 minutes outside of my town, 2-lane highway. I get on the left lane to pass, and I hit the black ice, and I start spinning out of control. I spin over into the right lane in front of the car that I was passing and went way off and just... I remember it's so weird. Have you ever been in a
everything
car?
Goes so slow.
Exactly. I remember pausing my music.
What?
Because I was like, oh, here I am crashing. Like, pause it. Because it goes, it's so weird. It's bizarre how
you
slow
it happens. You
are
in
the
Matrix at that moment.
You really are. This is the only
it
way to
like,
describe
goo.
It.
You just hear that sound that happens in the Matrix where it's like he's about to like dodge bullets. Just everything goes goo. And you're just like, got it. Okay. And
like,
just
yeah,
things are flying by you in the car, and you're just like, grr. It's like the beginning of
but like
Deadpool.
You're moving normal speed, and
you
everything
can kind
else
of move
is...
normal speed
wow.
while the world has slowed down around you. It's
exactly true.
World.
You nailed it before I even said it. It's exactly what happened. So
it's crazy.
So I get down and hit, and I ended up running into a chain link fence, and of course the car that I had spun out in front of, they get out and they run down like, "Are you okay?" And I'm just mortified because I am. Thankfully, I was fine. But it's just so embarrassing.
Your car was thrashed.
It was thrashed, yeah. So I had to call my dad. Hey, you know I was going to be home in 10 minutes?
Can you come get me?
Need you
Make
to come
it 2 hours.
Yep, yep.
And the car's not coming with me.
Exactly. So he had to come. And this was, I don't know, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And I was recently home and we were driving by. And my dad to my wife goes, "You see this part of the fence? If you see the shiny new part..."
Oh my god!
That's
gosh.
Because of you.
That's because of me. It's the part they had to replace.
That's.
And he goes, "You know, we never got a bill for that." Like, well,
oh,
let's keep it that way.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
I mean, that's a snow story, but it's also Tiak is a terrible driver story
in the snow.
Right.
In
yeah.
the snow, it's kind of a chicken or the egg thing.
I'd like to open up the phones to snow stories, or if somebody has actual evidence that you're a terrible driver. Either okay. one. We'll take calls.
Hold on, I need to call in.
All right.
Or I want to hear, what about, I've just heard recently about people who they saw snow for the first time. Like my friend was
yeah.
dating a woman who had never seen snow.
Where are they from?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh, you know my favorite videos to watch are like dogs when they see snow for the first time. It's so cute.
Because they're like, ah.
Yeah. And they're like, they're frozen, no pun intended, because they're like, why are my feet cold? What is this?
Oh, they don't even know what to do
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's really cute.
Any dogs, call
All right, yeah, if you're a dog, you can call in with your first snow. Your best snow story, 303-222-5423, call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking snow stories / TX a terrible driver stories.
Please
sure.
tell me we have more of those.
Do we have any calls going, "You know, I drive behind him on Arapahoe Road almost every day.
I was next to him on 25 and I was fearing for my life."
If it's not a blizzard, I'm okay.
There was no snow on the ground.
No.
I go to mediocre when there's no snow on the ground.
You know, I was thinking, like, I didn't tell my truck story, but like mm-hmm. it was exactly the same as your spinning story. Like I was driving way too fast for conditions mm-hmm. on like Highway 2. Like right where it intersects with Highway 76 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving too fast and I come over the hill and everyone stopped.
Oh no.
For 2 lanes. So I'm like, I am going to smash into this lane of cars mm-hmm. or smash into this lane of cars. but then there's sort of a little bit of a shoulder on the side of the road. And like, this is all happening in 1/10 of a second.
Mm-hmm. But it slows down.
It's like, just like I said. And you're like, okay, I don't want to smash into them. Don't want to smash into them. I'm going to go to the side. Oh God, there's a guardrail. So I'm going to smash into the guardrail. Or option D, drive over the side of the overpass.
Ooh.
I chose overpass.
Good. Really?
I drove down into trees. A tree eventually stopped me.
Oh my gosh.
So, but it took like 15 minutes in my head. And it was had to be literally
3 seconds
at the most.
Wow.
Till I was in the trees.
Wow.
It's an incredible thing.
Well, people in both lanes are glad you didn't choose option A or B.
I'm sure they just saw this Tacoma coming over the rise doing like 70 in a blizzard. And they're like, what's he? Oh! Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's your snow story?
All right. Well, I have a bunch. I've lived here my whole life, but I got one that's one of my favorites, well, scariest. So I was heading up to my dad's. He lived up in Kittredge, and I worked off of Ward Road.
Okay.
It's just before 470, there was a snow drift, but all I could see was wind and snow dust, but the roads were dry. I'm going 65 miles an hour, and I hit a foot of snow out of the blue. My car spins twice in the middle of the highway, and by the time I stop, I'm staring at headlights coming.
And no one can slow down because, I mean, the same conditions exist for them. You're hosed.
Exactly. So it was really, I'm sure they saw my head like spin in their directions twice. after I hit it, I'm just, and granted, I was 18 at the time, so I was still kind of new to the whole snow in Colorado driving in that sense.
Ugh.
But it was just wild. That was the scariest one I've ever had here in Colorado.
Did it slow down for you like we've been talking about? Did it all go like ew? And like
it, in a sense, yes, more of a flash before my eyes in a sense. But I flipped it in reverse right away, backed up as fast as I could, flipped around and flew back.
Yeah, you did the Dukes of Hazzard, man.
You got it at that point.
So you end up looking like a badass. I'm thinking my dad would come pick me up.
Oh, hack. Thank you, Tim. Samantha.
Yay.
Snow story, what's yours?
Okay, so basically we were up skiing in El Dorado. Oh, Eldora. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, Eldorado's not here.
Desperado?
Desperado. Okay, so you're in Eldora.
Yeah, Eldora. So I was like 4 years old, and I was taking skiing classes.
Oh.
And then I decided I had to go to the bathroom and wasn't going to tell anybody.
Oh, no.
So I just straight up walked to the bathroom, skied, yes, because I still had my skis on, but I just went to the bathroom.
You would be in the bathroom in skis?
I don't know how, but yes.
Okay. But then they had to issue the
Amber Alert ski cops to go look on the mountain for me. Because I didn't know where you were. Yeah. I think my
favorite part is the person behind you who actually knows the story.
That's my mom.
She's never let you out of her sight again.
Oh my God, she's clearly just with you. It's like, if I let her go, she's just going to pee in her skis. Jesus, Samantha. What the? Why didn't the mom tell the story?
I don't know.
The mom did tell the story through Amanda.
Yay.
Snow story, what do you got?
I was taking my friend home to her house up in the snow, and she lives up in Roxborough with a nice area over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going up a mountain, and all of a sudden, I lost traction, slid off the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, it was like at least a good 5-foot drop, and I got caught by a barbed wire fence.
Otherwise, you would have kept going.
Yes. Ooh. And it was this old, rickety, old barbed wire fence that who knows when it was built, but it grabbed my car, and it stopped me from going down the side of the cliff.
Oh, my God.
Because there's some scary areas up there, too.
Oh, yeah,
Roxborough,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, Yeah. Are you better at it now, or are you still a bad driver?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no, I'm a lot better now. I was like 16.
Yeah, none of us know anything at that point.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the person in the backseat trying to tell the story, too. I like that.
If you can call and have a ventriloquist version of your story. Stacy?
Yay.
Snow stories, what do you got?
Yes, I was dating my boyfriend at the time for only a couple months and got snowed in at work not far from where he lived with his grandparents at the time. So he had to come pick me up, and I had to go meet his grandparents and then spend the night with them that night because the snowstorm was so bad. My boyfriend, now husband.
Yeah, you got to marry that one.
Yeah.
Once you've seen the grandparents take the teeth out.
He was not wanting to meet those grandparents yet. He was like, this is too early. I don't want you to meet my grandparents. But I literally worked right down the way, like a couple streets over from his grandparents.
Oh, so it's a happy snow story. Yeah, we don't like the happy ones. We want the ones that end in tragedy.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.